Good morning, everyone. I'd like to invite all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to this wonderful sanctuary. And today we are going to celebrate the lives of our loved ones who passed away in the previous year. And also at the same time, we're going to enjoy the talents God has given to us. All the music ministries we have at the church, they just, you know, put their effort together to make today's Sunday as a special, great day of music. So even though we didn't hear yet, but we can give them a round of applause for what they have done in the, you know, past several, you know, weeks. Thank you so much. So we have an announcement from our memorial team.
Good morning, church. Today is a very special day, as Reverend Yum just said. We are honoring those who passed away in the last year and a half. I am the chair of the memorial team, and while I did not have a great deal to do with the planning of this, I did have a part that was very important. We are a small group of people in the church who work together to wisely use the memorial gifts given to the church in honor and memory of their loved ones, friends, and maybe even acquaintances. What do we do with this money? First, we are given a list of donors who share which service they would like their money to go to. They are given a choice of missions, music, the Schrader Memorial Garden, which is not part of the memorial team, but we include them in the giving of memorial gifts. And then we have the general fund, which is mainly money that they don't know which area they would like to put the money, so they give it to the general fund. We get to decide then where we will spend that money. We do it carefully, and we also, in honor of those who gave the gifts, we send a thank you card with the former emblem of the United Methodist Church on the front of the card, and then we acknowledge their gift so that they have a record of their giving. Our bookkeeper keeps an excellent track of these funds and sends me a list of the donors so that I can send those cards out. Second, when we are contacted by various teams within the church, we look over the project that they have plan, we discuss it, and even contact the group if we need further information. This year, and other years previous to that, we have given money to the STEP program so they can have garden equipment. They were bringing their own tools to work in the garden at the parks that we keep, three parks we're responsible for, and then, of course, Carpenter Vegetable Garden. This year, we were approached by Bonnie Johnston, who is a liaison member from facilities, and she asked if we would be willing to award money to replenish or refurbish the landscaping. If you come in the main entrance, you should notice there's a big change there. Well, we did that for them, and then hopefully you have seen that, but it goes along M20, a little on Fitzhugh, and then the front of the church. We thank you for your donations. We appreciate it. We take time to decide what it is, and we're a small group, so if you would like to join us, give me a call, okay? All things work together for good for those who love and serve our Lord. Amen and alleluia.
Thank you, Mary. From the STEM ministry, we are going to have a leaf raking event right after this service. So 11:20, lunch will be provided in room P3. And then after lunch, you know, they will go to the, you know, 9 places this afternoon. So if you can join that special, you know, event today, please join that, you know, special event. As you know, next Sunday, we are going to have a Feed Ukraine event. The first round of work will begin at 9 o'clock. We need still 7 volunteers for the first round. And we need 4 people for the second round. Please, if you can do that, please see Chuck Lank after this service at the Palo area. Where is Chuck Lank? Chuck, please raise your hand. Yeah, Chuck is here. So, okay. We have, you know, announcements from the children's ministry. Hillary? Yeah.
Good morning. You see on the screen some pictures from our trunk or treat on October 29th. It was a really happy, blessed time. There were enough people that we had a steady stream of clients, but no one was crowded or got fussy because of too many people. And I really would like to give a shout out to Drew, who brought his fire pit so everyone could have their favorite snack, s'mores. But the real blessing was the conversations that happened around the fire pit. This is the mystery dinner that we had for the youth on October 15th. Where they had to order everything without really knowing what anything was. If you didn't order a mummy wrapping, you didn't have a napkin. And I'd also like to point out, it's one of the few places in Midland you can dine that offers white glove service. Those are the cheat sheets for our cooks. And then I think there'll be pictures of Sunday school. You'll see that every Sunday we say the Lord's Prayer and sing the doxology, as well as have a lesson, maybe a craft, and hopefully lots of happy play. There will not be a children's blessing during this very special worship time. Children who are going to Sunday school should simply follow us out of the sanctuary after the third song. They need to bring their ribbons with them. Speaking of ribbons, if any child or child at heart still needs one, raise your hand now. Right behind you, Miss Sherry. If the pew is too crowded for you to raise, wave your ribbon, I'm so sorry, feel free to move to an aisle. Again, the first 3 songs. Thank you.
Thank you, Hillary. And I can see the new people at our church and also our old, you know, church members who left for another place and came back today. Please, let us, you know, greet one another. If you see the new people, just, you know, approach them and share your names, okay? Please stand up and let us greet one another.
Good morning. Please stand as you are able for the call to worship. All living things, come to worship.
We have come to worship the living Lord.
All living things, sing a song of thanks. All living things, be a light in the world.
We are a light in God's world for all people.
A spark, a tiny spark, a twinkle, a sparkle. It's all that is needed to begin a flame. God created this earth to be full of sparks and twinkles. These tiny flickers create change, show love, give compassion, light the way, God's way. But only in God's time, and only for the amount of time that God determines. For God has created a season, a time for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. God has created a unique spark inside of us, the essence of who we are, to live and thrive in His creation. We live according to God's plan. Each of us has a tiny light in His world that can find purpose in His world, in His ways, excuse me, according to His will. The Bible reminds us that through our living, the Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. And so God determines a different path for each light that He creates. He designs each light to sparkle differently according to His desires. And no matter where we are placed in God's world, or what our calling is to be, or who we are as individuals, we live out the light God placed in our beings as brightly as possible, because our light, our lives, are a reflection of God's love. And so we declare with confidence that our light is in the Lord.
Please stand.
Oh,
living is exciting. It's a mountaintop experience. Colors dance and appear brighter. Music resounds and resonates within us. Things go right. Writers can write. Creators create. Life is abundant. There's food, there's water, there's shelter. There is excitement. There is love. We're on the right track. We're bursting full of love, so easy to share. We're dancing in the streets with big smiles on our faces because nothing can go wrong. And then, our mountaintop experience quickly tumbles into a dark and deep valley. Because suddenly we are facing our own mortality. And the idea that the mountaintop experience will end and never return is a valid fear. With that, at some point in our lives, at a time that God ordains, each child of light, each of us, will come face to face with the reality of death and dying. And what that looks like will be different for each of us. For those who receive news of a terminal illness, it can be a long valley as goodbyes are said and hands are held until passing. And for others, because of their circumstances, it could lead them into a yearning desire to move their light from this world into the next. These individuals can easily find themselves standing along on the shoreline, wishing for a boat to cross over into Jordan. Until we have stood on the shoreline ourselves, we cannot know what yearning churns inside our brothers and sisters who experience this. We cannot comprehend the strength of the desire to end pain, to cry no more, or to be free of the burdens of this life. It is beyond our comprehension to understand it until it is ours. And when our time comes to claim that moment of yearning, we may find ourselves longing to breathe the air of heaven, hoping to look on the face of the one who died and rose again. Hungering to stand in a thousand voices to declare, "Holy, holy is the Lord."
Painting.
The human experience of death varies in its circumstances. How death comes to us will vary and be as different as we are. It can be unique and solitary experience. We would be remiss to not acknowledge today that our experiences of death can create hurt, feelings of abandonment, and bruises so deep that it affects who we are and how we live. And so, we as God's children acknowledge that some of us experience death before having been born, dying inside our mother's womb, never feeling the baptismal waters of our newborn heads. Some of us experience death as an infant, cradled in the arms of our parents, never speaking a full sentence or our parents' names. Sometimes death comes through the curiosity of a child or an accident of a teenager, whether caused by illness, drugs, alcohol, or drowning. Some of us will die in a battle as we serve in the military. Death can end a marriage, leaving one spouse as a widow or widower, feeling abandoned and alone, outcast among friends who are still married. The acts of suicide or murder can take away a loved one so unexpectedly that we are left with the question, why? A question that will sometimes go unanswered. No matter how we die, God still gives us hope of heaven. Ecclesiastes 3 reminds us that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to love. A time for peace. Through all our days, God has promised us purpose, and he has promised us peace. Jesus told his disciples, "Peace be with you," in John 20, 21. Psalm 29, 11 ordains, "May the Lord bless his people with peace." Hebrews 12, 24 teaches us to pursue peace with everyone. Have you ever held the hand of a loved one as they passed into heaven? Have you seen the last rise and fall of their chest as they inhale for the last time the sweetness of fresh air? In the last stages of death, as the physical body has begun its final process of slowing down, families and friends often gather together to be with their loved one. Many times these last gatherings are in a place of comfort, like the home, a health institution such as an assisted living nursing home or hospital. This is a time to speak appreciation and love, to amend a broken relationship, to share cherished memories together before the loved one dies. But it is also a time to say goodbye and farewell as their soul leaves their physical body. In moments like these, when the family and friends have gathered around to witness and watch their loved one depart, there is often laughter, conversation, hushed voices, tears, and finally, with those last breaths have been breathed, silence. In that moment, there is deep peace.
Peace of God.
Today, we come to celebrate the light each of us are given to shine brightly in the world. Today, we come to celebrate our brothers and sisters in Christ who have taken their light from this world into the next. We are thankful that we can honor these persons by lighting a flame to represent the light they shined among us.
Would you please stand and let us sing "When We All Get to Heaven"? Please be seated. Ever-living God, this day revives in us memories of loved ones who are no more. What happiness we shared when they walked among us. What joy when, loving and being loved, we lived our lives together. Their memory is a blessing forever. Months or years may have passed, and still we feel nearer to them. Our hearts yearns for them, though the bitter grief has softened, a duller pain abides. For the place where once they stood is empty now. The links of life are broken, but the links of love and longing cannot break. their souls are bound up in arms forever. We see them now with the eye of memory, their faults forgiven, their virtues grown larger. So does goodness live, and weakness fade from sight. We remember them with gratitude and bless their names. Their memory is a blessing forever.
Keith Allsweet. Dorothy Arthur. Joy Arthur. Stephen Arthur. Joyce Beach. Carol Bertalite. Juanita Boysher. Etzel Blair. Roger L. Briggs. Peter Brown. Connie Eaton. Wanda Freeman. Deborah Green. Carolyn Gunkler. Leo Johnro. Bob Carius. William Lee. Virginia Miller. Beverly Mitchell. Susan Morrell. Eric Newberg. Teresa Pangborn. George Rapp. Sally Rivard. Sally Roberson. Floyd Robinson. Anita Sanger. Don Spaulding. We also light a flame in remembrance of those loved ones we name in our hearts. Let us take a moment and reflect upon these individuals.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son Christ our Lord. Grant us grace so to follow your holy saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those unspeakable joys which you have prepared for those who sincerely love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today, not only do we honor our loved ones, but also the legacy gifts that have been made in their honor.
Gifts have been given in remembrance of past members, memorializing their constant love and witness to Christ. We offer these gifts that they may be dedicated to the glory of the Almighty God and for service to this church.
As chairman of the facilities team, I accept these gifts on behalf of the congregation as a sacred trust, guarding them reverently in honor of the faithful and devoted lives in whose memory they are given.
Let us continue in our liturgy. And as we remember, as well as the members who but yesterday were part of our congregation and community, to all who cared for us and labored for all people, we pay tribute. May we prove worthy of carrying on the tradition of our faith, for now the task is ours. Their souls are bound up in ours forever. We give you thanks that they now live and reign with you. As a great crowd of witnesses, they surround us with their blessings and offer you hymns of praise and thanksgiving. They are alive forevermore. Amen. Let us, pray once again. Dear God, thank you so much for inviting us to be in your presence, remembering our loved ones who had been with us in our lives, who are writing your kingdom story together with us, with the middle and the first Lord. God, we open our hearts towards you. God, plant the hope for your kingdom and also help us to live out our call for your kingdom. And we pray this prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him to receive a gift in return? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to show you a video clip from the movie Up. So let us watch this video clip together. Have you ever watched this movie before? Just raise your hands. Okay, many of you, you know, have watched this movie. This movie looks like a very sad movie, but that's not true. If you see the other half of the movie, you will find this gentleman is seeking his dream, the dream he shared with his wife. Even though we can find love and care in our lives, we will all experience loss and sorrow throughout our lives. In Buddhism, life is defined as suffering and pain. Something we can see from the movie clip today. So the goal of life in Buddhism is liberation from pain and suffering. Through meditation, ethical conduct, and mental development, Buddhists aim to break free from the cycle of birth and death and attain nirvana, which is a state of ultimate liberation and peace. So Buddhism has a very merit-based concept of salvation. However, the Bible teaches that we are from God, through God, and to God. Let us read Romans 11:36 in Living Translation together. For everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by His power, and everything is for His glory. To Him be glory evermore. What does it mean, from God, through God, and to God? First of all, we have to define our lives from God, from God's intention and plan for our lives, which is revealed in God's Word. Many of our church members are retirees, and also some of our church members have lost their loved ones in the previous years. And they are looking for the meaning of life after the loss they had in their lives. They want to find the meaningful things in their life after their retirement. I think that is the same for those who are younger and who are still working. What is the meaning of our lives? We have to go back to our God. Because the Bible says, we are from God, through God, and to God. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Second thing is this, Romans 11:36 is a clear answer to the foundation, power, and sustainability of our lives, which is God's grace. Our worldview, the lens through which we see and interpret the things that are happening in our lives, sometimes we do not understand why we have to go through these kind of times. But the worldview, the way how we interpret the things happening in our lives, has to be based upon God's grace. The essence of God is His grace. So today's sermon title can be changed to From Grace, Through Grace, to Grace. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Even though there are many things we have questions about, why we have to go through this? Why I have to lose my loved ones, especially at this time? But still, the Bible says we are in His grace. Let us read the next slide on grace together. The next one. Let me read it for you. God's grace is God's love. Let us read it again together. God's grace is God's love. God's grace is an undeniable indication of God's presence in our lives. God's visible and invisible grace is a deep reservoir for our growth. God's grace is a spiritual generator for our transformation and the missional influence on the world. God's grace, therefore, is geared toward our salvation and our new lives in the kingdom of God. Amen. Last but not least, our worship is an uncontrollable response to God's grace. If we know God's grace in our lives, if we know that we are from God, through God, to God, we are from grace, through grace, to grace, then we cannot compromise our time of worship in our lives. Let us read Romans 11:36 in the Message together. Everything comes from Him. Everything happens through Him. Everything ends up in Him. Always glory, always praise. Yes, yes, and yes. Therefore, Romans 11:36 gives us an answer to this question. What is the chief end of human beings? Human beings' chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This question and answer come from the first question in the Westminster Shorter Catechism. What is the end of human beings? The end of human beings is to glorify God and enjoy God forever. For God to be glorified and for us to enjoy Him, we have to live Christ-centered lives and participate in Christ-sharing ministries and missions. Let me quote John Piper on this. Missions are for the glory of Christ. Its goal is to reestablish the supremacy of Christ among the peoples of the world. The goal of Christ's mission and ours is that God might be glorified by the nations as they experience His grace. The book of Revelation shows us repeatedly the last chapter of our lives together in the kingdom of God, where we are going to glorify God, we're going to worship our God continually. Revelation 4:11, it says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." And Revelation 19:6, it says, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns." Even though we do not understand the things we have gone through, but we know for sure that God is in control. God reigns from the beginning to the end. We are, our lives are in the hands of our God forever. Can you say amen to that? Amen. So, I hope and pray that we can call, we can all shout to the world at the end of, and at the, you know, last stage of our lives, to Him be the glory forever. Amen. Can you say that together with me? To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Once again, to Him be the glory forever. Amen. Amen. I'd like to invite all of you to this communion table. In our church, our communion table is open to everyone who loves Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Our servers, please, you know, come forward.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy,
holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy Lord. God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to God, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of a new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer our lives, ourselves, in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Just a word of instruction. We will have each pew enter through the aisle and come back the way around this way and around this way, depending on which side you're sitting. And if you have a need to be served in your seat, that is perfectly okay. Just raise your hand and one of our servers will come. We will have three different communion stations. We'll have two on this side and one on this side. Janet and I will be serving gluten-free bread, and then Chuck and Denise will be serving next to us, and then Somi and Reverend Yum will be on to my right. And there will also be pre-filled communion cups if anyone needs them. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Chuck and Denise, you will be the ones to give those out. Correct. All right, yeah. Thank you so much.
So when you come to the front, if we bring the offering today, please bring it and give the offering to the boxes we have on both sides, okay? Please come to God's abundant blessings together with our church family. Please stand, join us. It's okay. God, thank you so much for the special reunion we have in this worship service with you and also with your loved ones who have gone before us, Lord. God, as we remember your grace through our loved ones and also from the scripture, God, we give our lives to you. And also we give these offerings to you. God, please use our lives for your kingdom and for your glory. And we pray this prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.